This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin are headed home after ending their summit with some agreements and continuing differences on key issues. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
In Geneva, both leaders described constructive talks lasting about 3 hours.
There were no threats, just as simple assertions.
Through an interpreter, Putin says he and the president generally spoke the same language.
I think there was no hostility, quite the contrary.
They've agreed to return their ambassadors to Washington and Moscow and work toward a new nuclear arms treaty. But there's sharp disagreement on cyber attacks. Putin denies Russia's involved, while U.S. intelligence indicates otherwise. The president says he made clear attacks on major American infrastructure are unacceptable.
Whether I stopped it from happening again, he knows I will take action.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is sending a new signal on interest rates. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Fed policymakers are forecasting they'll raise the central bank's benchmark short-term rate twice by late 2023. That's sooner than previous forecasts, which signaled no hike likely before 2024. The Fed's low interest rate policies have helped fuel a swift rebound from the recession brought on by the coronavirus pandemic, but they've also coincided with rising inflation. The central bank boosted its forecast for inflation to 3.4% by the end of this year. In a statement following its latest policy meeting, the Fed also says it expects the coronavirus pandemic will have a diminishing effect on the economy as vaccinations increase. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The news from the Federal Reserve sent stock prices lower on Wall Street, with all three major indices dropping just before the close. This is VOA News.